Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Aaron Selbig. This week on AK, game entrepreneurs. Hundreds of years in the future, Earth is rendered uninhabitable. Brothers Raymond and Rusty Hayes are battling for survival. Their weapons? A board, a deck of cards, and some dice. KSDK's Shady Grove Oliver takes us inside the world of War Command, a board game the brothers are designing in Wrangell.
Are you using all these ones?
No.
Raymond Hayes sits at his kitchen table. He's dealing out a deck of cards with intricate pictures of aliens, warships, and magical creatures.
Okay, so we're gonna roll to see who goes first.
I win.
I got a one.
Five. Then we each draw five cards.
His brother Rusty stares intently into his hand.
So now Rusty has three actions on his turn. An action is moving with a character, attacking with a character, or playing a spell or upgrade card out of your hand.
Rusty puts his first card down on the board, which looks like the surface of a desolate planet.
It is a game of war.
These two brothers grew up in Wrangell, and as kids, they played a lot of board games. And now, they've decided to create their own. Their game is called War Command. While sitting in a coffee shop a little over a year ago, Raymond said the storyline just popped into his head.
Our game mixes fantasy-style characters with sci-fi-style characters, which is much more challenging than I anticipated when we did that at first.
In the game, there are futuristic humans and two other species fighting for control of a planet. They've all ended up there because of a catastrophic event.
Basically, there's a radiation blast that takes place in the universe, and it's traveling throughout the universe, pretty much disintegrating everything in its path.
During the battles, some characters use magic, others use technology, and some just get lucky. The Hayes brothers had to rely on a little bit of each during their design process. Rusty says he always liked Raymond's idea for the game, but never really thought it would get off the ground.
I've been programming games since I was like in ninth grade or so, and I think when Raymond first came to me with this game idea, all I said was like, that's a really great idea, Raymond, but that's just too big. You'll never get that done. And then he came to me with the team kind of more put together in a more serious game design document. I was like, oh my God, well, we have to move on this now.
Being from a small town in Alaska means the brothers don't really have local access to a lot of graphic designers and artists. So they hit up the internet and websites like DeviantArt that feature independent art portfolios to put together a team. Working with the brothers are a PR person and graphic designer, an art director, and 17 artists from around the world.
We've got illustrator who works on our team from Malaysia, one from Australia.
Portugal, right?
Yeah, Portugal, Norway. It's kind of neat.
Most of the team is working for free until the game makes some money, but they think it's got a good chance of succeeding. The team took War Command to the Salt Lake City, Utah-based gamers convention called SaltCon. They presented it as a mobile app, but they brought along some demo tabletop board games so other gamers could test it out in person. And the brothers were amazed by the response.
It was relieving after you put so much time into something and get it in front of people and see them enjoy it was actually probably the coolest part of this project.
The feedback on the tabletop version was so positive, they decided to launch a physical form of the game first. And that's what they're trying to do now. This summer, Rusty and Raymond launched their online Kickstarter campaign. They hope to fund the first making and distribution of War Command. And if the Kickstarter succeeds, those illustrators will make 20% of the profits. Rusty says if they don't get enough money to make the tabletop game this summer, they'll still release the mobile app early next year.
But if the Kickstarter succeeds, it'll be nice because we'll probably be able to preempt that a little bit and have the game board and stuff in stores around holiday season and then the app available right after.
But now, back to the game. It's bad enough waiting for a normal game to finish, but when the competition is between two brothers who are also the game designers, well, let me tell you, the stakes are high. Rusty's characters are cornered at the edge of the board. Raymond's commander is making an advance. He picks up the dice, rolls, and...
Ah!
Ooh. So 14 on a 9.
14 on a 9, I just won.
Better luck next time, Rusty. For AK, I'm Shady Grove Oliver in Wrangell.